Friends, now you can own the transcript from the Robin and Mater Show. Yes! For just $29.95, you can own an amazing piece of quality entertainment like this.
Hey, let me tell you this. You listen to me?
Yeah.
The only eclipse I want to see tonight is a Mitsubishi eclipse. In fact, if I catch anybody even looking up at the sky tonight when that sun passes between the Earth and the Moon, well, you'll be looking up permanently from 6 feet beneath old terra firma.
The sun isn't going to pass between the Earth and the Moon.
I don't know where you even got that. You know, that's a very stupid thing to say.
Lee Grimen. Easy on the groin, heavy on the man.
Hey, officer.
What?
I'll tell you, you're going to be one hot pooch if the sun passes between the Earth and the Moon. You're going to be bacon, Jack.
Yeah, that's just stupid, isn't it?
Well, why don't you just shout out?
No, wait a second. Before you go...
Well, the sun is now poised about 11 blocks high overhead, and temperature is 240,000 degrees.
Don't delay. Order today. Take it from paid spokesman Virgil Tibbins.
If that ain't about the strangest damn thing I ever heard, then I'm one low-down, dirty son of a bitch.
Today, with Robin and Maynard, young Roy Otis told us earlier he is thinking about becoming a security screener at SeaTac. He will take the test today right here on the air. Do you have him all slicked up and good to go, Robin?
Well, I'm talking to him off the air about this. There are some requirements that you have as a professional screener at the airport that they're special, and I'm going to talk to him about that in just a few minutes.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Well, I want to talk to him about it. I don't want to, you
what
know.
What are you going
to
do?
No, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to make him uncomfortable.
You're going to slick his hair up?
No, don't talk about it. Okay. I'm going to talk to
all
him.
All right, then. At 3:30, Mr. Know-It-All fills in for Honeyface. She returns from her exotic vacation with her trampy little trollop friends on Thursday. Know-It-All is in today at 3:30 for Honeyface. At 4:15, we spin the Melody Ranch quiz wheel. Ah, look at that. It's beautiful. Isn't it made of macrame and dried pineapple rings? It's beautiful. At 5:35, quiz show Fooey, as introduced by Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Of course, you know, it's features like this that, well, I won't say it.
Yeah, good.
It's features like this that...
Hey, control yourself. My God, man. Next thing you know, you'll be talking about poo again. And there's a lady who has been forced to her bed, sick as a dog, 3 weeks, and she's had to listen to us because there's no TV in the bedroom. And she hates us. Because she says that she thinks you might well be a young man who's never gotten over the poo attraction.
The poo stage? Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. No, I won't tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. The most merciful.
Hey, Jiminy Glick is 50 flippin' 2 today.
Yeah.
Jiminy Glick, and you like Jiminy, and sometimes do a Jiminy impersonation.
No, I don't.
Tell me something, John Maynard. Why do you think that I would do a Jiminy Glick impersonation?
A poor one at that.
Oh, God, you lost it.
Yeah.
You've lost your Glick power.
All right.
Steven Tyler is 54, the man with the big yap who brought us the luscious Liv Tyler. Thank you for that, Steve. That was a nice move. Eight ball in the corner pocket.
What's that? Say again?
Lovely, temperamental, alien-headed Diana Ross.
Oh,
with
God.
With the goo-goo googly eyes, turns 58 today. Stop! In the name of love, stop, baby. Stop.
Stop.
In the name of love.
Yeah.
And here he is with an open mind and a hole in his head to prove it. Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello, Mr. Know-It-All, and welcome back to the Robin and Maynard Show.
Hello.
Nice to have you today. Strom Thurmond turns 99 and offers a lady a ride on his wheelchair. How dashing.
On a wheelchair.
What are some of Strom's pickup lines?
The tooth ain't the only thing I'm wrong in, honey.
Well, I'm sorry, say
Robin,
it again.
Repeat.
Y repita.
A repeat.
Repeat.
Y repita.
The tooth ain't the only thing I'm long in,
the old,
honey.
Yeah, the old phrase, long in the tooth.
Long in the tooth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How about you change my diaper and we'll go from there? Mm-hmm. Wanna ride my rascal?
Yeah.
Come spend the night with me so I can ask you who's your great, great granddaddy.
Very nice. Anything else? Know-It-All.
Thank you, Know-It-All. That's
I support the president 100%, but right now there's another Bush I'd like to serve under.
There's another what? There's another what, Know-It-All? A Bush. Yeah. I see. Okay.
It's either the president or the kind that grows in your backyard.
Yes, that's
two
right.
Different kinds of bushes.
Well, there's actually three, but yeah. We're not going to that now.
Oh, that kind.
Yeah. Do you know what we're talking about?
The kind that has something to do with a lady.
Yes, something to do with a
Could
lady.
Be. Yes.
I think I've seen.
Well, I'll bet you have.
On
yeah.
the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it can be
something
quite frightening.
Something to do with a lady.
All right, thank you, Know-It-All.
Hello, this is Ed the Tuba Man, and the Battle of the Bands is coming.
Hello?
Say, it's time now for the Robin and Maynard version of What's My Line? Say, what do you do, neighbor?
None of your f***ing business.
Okay.
Ben, Robin is going to divine. Don't tell us what you do yet. She will determine that through a series of questions. She has 8 questions that can be answered. Yes, she gets to go. No, then it strikes one down.
Excellent.
8? I thought I had 10.
All right, you can have 10. You're Dan, you provide a... You're
is an it Dan or Ben?
Ben, you provide an, provide an entertainment service.
Yes, I do.
Okay, are you a member of the famous Dover family?
Excellent question, but I'm sorry to disappoint you, Robin. I am not.
Shoot.
One down and 9 to go.
Entertainment service. Do you perform this spectacle yourself?
Do you know there's a proctologist in Seattle named Benjamin Dover? Honest
no.
to God, there is.
No.
Yes, there is.
No. No.
You've heard of it. You've heard of him, haven't you, Ben?
No.
You know I'm talking about.
I live
about.
It every day.
Do you perform this service yourself, Ben?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Are you a street performer of any kind?
Well, I have never performed on the street.
On the stage. So you don't perform on the stage or in the street.
It is a stage, but it's not
a stage. It is a stage.
Well, it is a stage. All the world's a stage.
Yeah.
So that's 3 down and 7 to go.
Do you pass anything? Is this part of it?
God, no. I'm telling you, he does. No, he doesn't throw.
I haven't passed gas or golf.
No,
phone,
I was just
so
thinking the
no.
operating theater is where I was going with this with the stage thing. And
No, it's no, entertainment. No. It's not
okay.
a profession.
Do you use your arms when you perform this feat?
Why, they are an integral part of it, yeah.
Yes. Well spoken, Ben.
I have learned through the
Do you use sharp objects?
No, other than my wit, no, I do not.
Okay.
Nice.
Are they round objects?
Why, according to the fans, I would certainly say they see a lot of roundness, but no.
Well, that's 6 down and 4 to go.
Do you spin something?
Well, I would have to answer that yes.
Are you a spider?
Were you just...
It's 8 down and 2 to go.
Are you a rubber band man? I don't know. I give up. Hell
oh,
with it.
Come on, you have
all right,
you
do you
had it. Is he the rubber band man?
Why, no, I'm not.
Well, are you a rubber band man?
Why, fairly close, but
that's
no.
exactly right. He is the dancing queen.
What?
Of the Sonics games.
What's that?
Well, you're not a queen at all, Dan, and I know that.
Your buddy Paris.
His name is Ben, not Dan. You keep calling him Dan.
Well,
he's bent over.
I'm correcting myself as I go.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, Ben, and you dance like a maniac at all of the Sonics games.
Yes.
What fashion of dancing do you perform?
Disco music, rock and roll.
Right.
Like you would dance if you were hammered at somebody's wedding.
All right, well, thank you so much,
Simon. Nice work. You've cut quite a niche. For yourself, and I know you've been compared to Bill the Beer Man in notoriety and Rick the Pina Man, but you know, I think by your talent is far superior, I think, to anything that I've seen in any stadium.
Okay. Uh-oh, there's a guy here. Hang on.
All right, sit down and shut up.
All right, they will. Now, we're going to take a break and be back to spin the Melody Ranch quiz.
If I can poke my nose in here for a second, I was just a small part of the Robin and Maynard cadre. I'm no Otis or Groinman, but I am a meticulous divorce attorney. Rick Jones, Goldberg Jones, at 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
That's just stupid, isn't it?
Well, why don't you just shout out?